State Land Evaluation for FFA and 4-H. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The State 4-H and FFA Land Evaluation Contests were recently held at Tennessee Tech's Hyder Burks Pavilion in Cookeville, and Watertown won top honors for the FFA.
We just practice constantly and do our best at the contest. It is great to win the contest and get a opportunity to go to Oklahoma and compete in the national contest.
Levi Stutz is a senior at Watertown, and his team consisted of Lucas Stoner, Bailey Holden, and Jason Sullins, along with their coach and advisor, Jason Bradshaw. Stutz says land evaluation, or land judging as it is more commonly known, has a lot of applications down the road, as far as purchasing a home, knowing what plants to grow where, even decision-making abilities.
I believe it can help further down the road. I plan on going to the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and majoring in soil sciences.
Stutz and Watertown's three other teammates all agreed that it took a lot of hard work to get to the state competition, but practicing hard paid off, and they hope it will again at the national competition in Oklahoma.
It has been really tough. We have practiced about 30 minutes every day, with some days practicing 2 hours. My whole team enjoys competing in land judging, and hopefully we will win in Oklahoma.
And in second place for FFA was the Tazewell FFA chapter with their advisor Mike Wilmoth. For 4-H, the state-winning team was Hancock County with their coach, Steve Howerton, and extension agent, Jacob Boone. And runner-up was McNairy County with their coach, Rod Barnes. All four top-winning teams will go on to Oklahoma in the spring to compete for national honors in their respective organization. Good luck to all teams from Tennessee. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.